The Bible says God is spirit, and those of us who must worship him in spirit and in truth. So I raise the question, as you are celebrating Father's Day, as you go in and out, even after the Father's Day month, you go in and out of your house and everybody looks up to you as the father. And you are talking among your friends, I got children, I got a wife, I got this, I got a home and all that. Are you really the spiritual leader of your home? Or is it your children that are leading you? Is it the society that is leading you? Is it the television that is leading you? That is the question. And if you can say, by the grace of God, I am the spiritual leader of my family. I lead them to pray. I lead my family members to read and understand the Word of God. I lead my family members to get involved in serving the Lord. If you can say that, I congratulate you. It means you have the genes of God. It means you are spiritual. You are indeed a father like your father. Your father is spiritual and you are like him. But if you are still struggling getting high and getting drunk, if you're still struggling, you don't get high, you don't get drunk, you don't beat up your spouse, but you have no direction to give your spouse or your children. You don't even pray, talk less of leading your family members to pray. I invite you to receive strength and receive help from the Lord Jesus Christ. You must be born again. You must be strengthened. You just need assistance. And I invite you right now to say, Lord, I truly want to be like you. I truly need the strength of a father. I want to be spiritual, like a father. Help me, oh God. Minister to me. Strengthen to me. Make me be the father that I ought to be. Make me be the parent, the leader that I ought to be, and all glory and honor will be yours. If you have prayed that prayer, I believe that the Lord heard you, and I believe that he has strengthened you, that you now have his genes. Do you have his genes? Do you behave like God? God is the true father. So be careful when people say Happy Father's Day and you say, oh, thank you, right? Are you really a good father? A good father is a loving father, because his father is loving. If we see love in you, we say you are like God, your father. A good father is a spiritual father. So if we see that you are spiritually leading your family in the way of Jesus Christ, then we say you are a good father, because your father, God, is spiritual. What else can we say if we ask the question, do you have his genes? Do you have God's genes? In other words, are you a true child of God? Another way you can know this is whether or not you are a father who leads your children, who teaches your children the way of God. Now, God leads us. God teaches us. He leads us in the path of righteousness. That's his godliness. That's how he shows his godliness. He holds our hands and say, child, this is my way. Do this and you will live. Child, this is my way. Follow it and you will not perish. Don't go in the way of the wicked. This is how to walk in my precepts. As a matter of fact, I will lead you. I will help you. Yeah? God does this through his word. Through his word. So, if I want to say that I am a true child of God, meaning that I'm a good father, it means that I can claim that I do lead my children in the way of God. I do spend time with my children teaching them the word of God. God is never too busy to lead us in the path of righteousness. And as a matter of fact, if we are the true children of God, the good father, we will listen to his words. Now, what do his words say? Now, one part of his words says we should train our children the way they ought to go, that when our children grow up, they will not depart from that way. So a good father, meaning a godly father, meaning a man who has the genes of Father God, yeah, is going to take time, spend time to teach the Bible to his children. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6. This is where God, our Father, instructs us. He says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Do you train your child? Do you train your children? If you are doing so, you are listening to your Father God. Then you are like God. Then you are godly. Then we can rightfully say, Happy Father's Day. Then you are a good father. Because you are training your children as God is training you to walk in his precepts. But if you have found it difficult to train your children the way they ought to go, if you find it that, well, if I tell my child what to do, he's gonna feel like I'm bossing him around. If I tell my child what is right, she is gonna feel like I'm kinda invading her privacy and stepping on her right, and I'm afraid I don't wanna hurt her. It's not about hurt. It's about instruction. Instructing your child the way your child must go. The Bible says your child will not depart from it. You are modeling a godly father to your child. You're helping your child have good management of their lives, because the word of God says, go ahead and train them. So from now on, I pray for grace in your life, that you will have the grace and you will have the enablement to teach your child. Spend time with your child. Let him or her know what the word of God says about them. What to do, what not to do. Read the Bible together. Share it together. And that's how to model Christ's likeness to your children. May God help you and me. In the name of Jesus. Well, let's share maybe just one more point. Are you like God? Do you have his genes? Does God have paternal right over you? As we say Happy Father's Day, and everybody takes courage, or whatever, everybody shares the honor of being called a father. Are you a godly father? That is the question we are examining. One other point, of course, this is not exhaustive, that we can look at is that good fathers, godly fathers, fathers who have the genes of God Almighty, they provide for their families. They provide for their families. Hear what David said about this God who is a providing God. He says, the Lord, that's Psalm number 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. My father is my guide and my God and my provider. I'm never gonna lack anything. Can your children categorically say that you provide for their needs? Can your wife say that you care enough to provide for her needs? He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Do you provide for your family, or you just want to divide everything 50-50. This is your part of the expense, this is my part of the expense. God doesn't do that. God is the Father. He provides for the needs of the household, period. And the truth of the matter is, a godly father, a father who has the genes of God, will behave like God. You will provide for the needs of your family. There is no 50-50 division of expenses. You take care of your household. That is the word of God. First Timothy chapter 5 verse number 8. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse number 8. The Bible says that you and I ought to provide for our family. If anyone does not provide for his own, that means his family members, his relatives, and especially for those of his household, all right? He has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Many people say they are believers. And I'm asking you the question. Let's do the test. Are you truly a believer? Are you truly a believer? Are you truly a believer? The Bible says, if you do not provide for your household, then you're not a believer. Those who provide for their households are considered to be truly believers in the Lord God. Do you do what God does? God provides for all his children, for all the members of his household. Do you provide for the members of your household? Are you totally devoted to meeting the needs of your household members and giving all the benefits that they deserve? Do you give to them? Or you say, well, I gotta keep this for myself, and this is what I can afford, and no, the responsibility of your household is on you as the father. You got to provide for that household. So as I bring this to a close, I want to remind you that to really claim to be a child of God, the good father, you have to be loving. God is love. You have to be full of the Spirit of God, for God is Spirit. Therefore, being full of the Spirit of God, you must be the spiritual leader of your household, showing your household members the way of God. To claim that you're truly a believer and a good father, yeah, you can receive the gift of the ties and the suit and the shoes and all the things that your household members and friends lavish you with on Father's Day. But are you really a good father? To check that out and know for yourself, you gotta be a father that teaches your children and your wife, your household members, the way of God. And lastly, to claim to be a believer, to claim to be a good father, you've got to be one who provides for your household. If you find that you have not been doing that, I want to tell you that you need to be born again. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 7, that you need to be born again. And I pray for you right now that the Lord God Almighty will minister to you, and that you will be the greatest father ever, as your God, our Lord, is the greatest father ever. The Lord be with you, and thank you for listening.